Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is certainly a great day, or it will be a great night for baseball. Why? Because for those who don't follow what still many of us consider to be America's national pastime, something is happening tonight at the All-Star Game in Denver, Colorado, that has never ever happened before. And it's almost unthinkable. The American League is going to have a starting pitcher named Shohei Ohtani, who is genuinely one of the best pitchers in baseball this year. And by the way, he'll have a teammate on the American League, though I don't think he's in shape to play tonight. He has some kind of illness or injury. Played by Yusei Kikuchi, who is a Seattle Mariner representative on the All-Star team. But name it, Shohei Ohtani is going to be the starting pitcher. He's also going to be the leadoff hitter as designator hitter because he was voted by fans. And the guy has, I think it's 40 home runs now, which is the leading home run total in the major leagues. And yeah, it's true that Babe Ruth was a great pitcher before he became the, many people consider, the greatest hitter of all time. But he didn't really do the two at the same time. I mean, when he was a pitcher, it was before the designated hitter rule, and he'd hit, I think the most he ever hit one season was 16 as a pitcher, something like that. But this is just so extraordinary, and highlighted at the All-Star Game, if you're the leadoff hitter for the American League, and you're the starting pitcher, it's going to feel like the Shohei Ohtani show, and it's kind of a good thing that he is not an American citizen. He is a Japanese national, and he doesn't have to take a position on any of the political aspects of what's happening with the All-Star Game. The National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, actually, I think, did quite a good job of bringing up the political association with the All-Star Game. And the political association having to do with the absolute fact that because of a voting regulation law, a voting regulation reform, that Democrats didn't like in Georgia, that was passed by the Georgia legislature, signed by Governor Kemp. And it was Governor Kemp, by the way, who, like the courageous conservative he is, stood up against the pressure of numerous crazies and Rudy Giuliani and others to certify the election results in Georgia that were counted and recounted and recounted and recounted. And yet they still would not allow, because they didn't like the Election Reform Act, they would not allow the Major League All-Star Game to take place in Atlanta, as was originally scheduled. So now they have to face an ad by the National Republican Senatorial Committee that is going to air, apparently, during the game tonight. It sounds like this, clip 15.
Baseball's midsummer classic, the All-Star Game, a $100 million boost to Georgia's economy until the radical left woke crowd took it all away, forcing the MLB to boycott Georgia. Even Stacey Abrams opposed the boycott, but Senator Warnock refused to oppose it.
I think we all have to use our voices.
Senator Warnock's voice cost Georgia $100 million. Play ball. Donate today. NRSC is responsible for the content of this advertisement.
Okay, and they, of course, don't know who the Republican candidate is going to be against Senator Warnock, but that's going to be one of the key battles that decides control of the United States Senate. it probably won't control the occupant of the White House, who will, health permitting, serve out his term until 2025. Yes, January 2025, we get a new president. Or most likely, it seems to me, we get a new president. But I'm referring to something that is just all over the internet. And, for instance, The Hill has an article with the headline, CPAC reveals bizarre seven domino plan to reinstate Donald Trump in days, not years. Now, people have been talking about this for several weeks now. And Trump's official spokespeople, the former president's office, have said repeatedly Trump does not believe he is going to be reinstated as president sometime in August. Though there are people, including some people close to Trump, who have hinted to the press that they have spoken to him about this, reinstatement plan, and President Trump takes it seriously. I don't believe that he does. I think that when his team says that he doesn't, he doesn't. But what are we talking about here? Well, an attendee at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Dallas on Friday was passing out index cards upon which was outlined a seven-domino plan that would reinstate former President Donald Trump into power in days, not years. And it is as strange as it is far-fetched. The bizarre and practically impossible agenda stems from the false belief among Republican voters that the 2020 election was fraudulent, rigged, and stolen from Trump. In fact, the entire plan rests on somehow proving that Trump was the legitimate winner in last November's contest. But see, this is bad reporting, because even if they prove it beyond a shadow of a doubt, unless they persuaded President Biden to resign, or they were able to persuade the Democrats who control both houses of Congress to get a majority to impeach him in the House, and then a two-thirds majority to impeach him in the Senate, and then do the same to Kamala Harris, then what do you have? You have Nancy Pelosi as President of the United States. The entire thing doesn't make any sense. But here is what got my attention. And I have a copy of this card that was handed out at CPAC. It says, 7-point plan to restore Donald J. Trump in days, not years. And number one, reveal Achilles' heel. Pull back the curtain on the horror show that is today's Democrat Party. Watch Pelosi melt like the Wicked Witch of the West. See the Black Caucus and other key groups flip unexpectedly, and watch the tables turn as they support Trump. The idea of the Democrats, who make up the Congressional Black Caucus, which I believe is 37 members of the House, the idea of them switching over to the Republican side is extremely remote. Then number two, witness a trusted conservative elected as Speaker of the House. And finally, reveal suppressed results of existing investigation into election racketeering. Number three, correct the official record. Reveal that Trump legitimately won the 2020 election. Number four, the Speaker of the House then drafts articles of impeachment for Biden-Harris. Number five, citizen Donald J. Trump is then placed into the line of presidential succession behind the vice president by electing him Speaker of the House. In other words, you have an interim Speaker of the House who then resigns in Trump's favor and he becomes Speaker of the House. All right. Then Speaker of the House Donald J. Trump then calls for a vote to impeach, charge, and remove imposters Biden and Harris, and duly impeach, charge, and remove Biden and Harris, whereby rendering of all acts of said imposters while in office and void. And now, none of this is true. So why is it happening? We'll explain coming up on the MedVed Show.
Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code NEDVET. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED for these great radio specials. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Michael Medved show, talking about what apparently stole the show at this year's CPAC gathering in Dallas, was President Trump spoke for an hour and 38 minutes, but there was a card that was handed out to many people claiming a plan that was going to be actualized to install Trump as Speaker of the House, and I believe under House rules, you can be selected as Speaker of the House without being a member of the House. It's also true you can be appointed to the Supreme Court without being a member of the bar without being a lawyer, though it's inconceivable today that that would happen. I mean, you'd never get confirmed. But what they're talking about here, and why are they handing this out when it is so bizarre, is they're trying to get you, and I fell for it, they're trying to get you to find out, quote, more details, because the entire thing is so mystical and bizarre and fanciful and out there that, well, okay, apparently people have been working on this. And there's a 13-page document that you can get together with a 90-second video saying, you can help restore our commander-in-chief and have fun while doing it. And yes, and also paying people a few bucks, which is what this thing is about. A letter on pages 7 and 8 of the 13-page document is signed by your fellow countryman, Robert J. Antonellis, who is described as an author, investigative researcher, and engineer in the letter. Okay. The idea that this kind of thing is going on is profoundly unhealthy because it distracts people from the real need right now for Republicans to develop a positive agenda. When we were talking to Larry Elder about his ideas in his campaign for governor of California, some positive ideas, not inconceivable, actually possible. When we spoke to Chris Christie about the need for a positive Republican agenda yesterday, that was very important. And this document from the group calling for the reinstatement of Trump through this bizarre seven-stage process, report in The Hill magazine says that it comes along with a slew of conspiracy-related information, like the details of the secret satanic sacrifices of Martin Luther King Jr. and John F. Kennedy Jr. Really? Too bad. There is a Democratic column about their positive agenda, which basically says that what they need to run on, and what they're hoping to run on, is they need a winning message. There are two writers who propose workers, wages, and weed. I'll tell you what isn't going to work. What isn't going to work is the idea of fighting over voting regulations. And extreme statements like the one made by the President of the United States earlier today, speaking at the Constitution Center in Philadelphia. This is Joe Biden, clip two.
Texas, for example, Republican-led state legislature wants to allow partisan poll watchers to intimidate voters and imperil and impartial poll workers. They want voters to dive further and be able to be in a position where they wonder who's watching them and intimidating them, to wait longer to vote, to drive a hell of a lot long, a long way to get to vote. They want to make it so hard and inconvenient that they hope people don't vote at all. That's what this is about. This year alone, 17 states have enacted, not just proposed, but enacted, 28 new laws to make it harder for Americans to vote. Not to mention, gets this, nearly 400 additional bills Republican members of the state legislatures are trying to pass.
Okay,
Jim Crow assault is real.
21st century Jim Crow assault. And the idiocy of this is the idea of, if poll watchers intimidate voters, that's a criminal offense. It is in every state. And if partisan poll watchers interfere with voting, that's, by the way, all they've tried to do in some of these laws. You remember in the Georgia law, they made a big deal that you weren't allowed to bring water to people while they were waiting in line to vote. The reason for that was to prevent poll watchers from showing a partisan purpose and trying to either bribe people, encourage people, or intimidate them. The entire thing is a ridiculous issue. And especially when Joe Biden, President of the United States, describes it in these terms. Clip one.
For make no mistake, bullies and merchants of fear, peddlers of lies, are threatening the very foundation of our country. It gives me no pleasure to say this. I never thought in my entire career I'd ever have to say it. But I swore an oath to you, to God, to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. And that's an oath that forms a sacred trust to defend America against all threats, both foreign and domestic. The assault on free and fair elections is just such a threat, literally. I've said it before. We're facing the most significant test of our democracy since the Civil War. That's not hyperbole. Since the Civil War.
Okay, it is wild hyperbole. What were the issues that were decided by the Civil War? The continuation of the evil institution of slavery. Do you think that's a more important issue, a more consequential issue than the voting hours for early voting or the number of days of early voting that you allow and you permit? We're talking with Andrew McCarthy about this earlier today, that given the fact that there were lots and lots of changes made to deal with the pandemic because you didn't want people standing in line at the height of the pandemic last November, and that was before the vaccinations came into play and actually changed things very dramatically. And so they made it much easier for people to send in mail-in ballots. They basically sent out mail-in ballots to literally millions of people. Now, look, you don't have to be a believer in the stop the steal craziness, and as you know very well, I am not, but the idea of regularizing election regulations is not an assault on democracy. It's just wild. The one of the questions raised, who is paying for the little jaunt of the Democrats who went off to Washington to avoid voting on a bill that they didn't like? We will be right back with that coming up on the MedVed Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
You finally hit the bottom. You're sick. You need help.
Michael MedVed.
Only a sick mind would do that.
Okay, work with my sick mind.
It's the Michael MedVed Show.
You're out of your mind.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says Americans have the fundamental right to vote freely and fairly. Speaking in Philadelphia, Biden saying Americans should have the right to know that their vote will be counted.
Some things in America should be simple and straightforward. Perhaps the most important of those things is the right to vote.
Senate Republicans are pushing more Americans to get vaccinated to help stop the spread of the Delta variant.
If you're a football fan, we're in the red zone, but we're not in the end zone yet, and we need to keep preaching that getting the vaccine is important.
Speaking with reporters, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's perplexed why Americans have not been able to finish the job. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt saying Americans must get vaccinated to ensure that a future variant doesn't develop that these vaccines can't protect against. USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I should let you know about two things that we have coming up. You've already heard me speak about before my trip tomorrow when I'm speaking at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. So I'll be actually a pretty big crowd that has signed up in advance. You can do so too tonight. Speaking tomorrow evening at the Reagan Library about God's hand on America and a response to the current attempt to inspire guilt rather than gratitude among students and a younger generation in the United States and how you best curb that. And for people who want to sit in on the show, we're going to be broadcasting live from the Reagan Library. You're also invited to come in there. There's no charge. And go directly to our website, michaelmedved.com, and you can be part of even a last-minute sign-up, and I hope to see you there at the Reagan Library. Now, there's something else new going on, and I'm excited about it, because one of the things that we've had for years and years and years is the Michael Medved History Store, and that includes 80 different programs that we've produced about the full history of the American Revolution, the coming of the Civil War, portraits of some of the greatest and some of the most lamentable politicians in American history, stories of the biggest landslides in American history, history of third parties in the United States and what happened to them. Now, all of this has been available in a form that you would pay to download it, and then you would pay to, if you wanted to get a CD version, that was also accessible. Well, right now, we have a new membership for all Medheads, people who want to sign up and have access to this show 24/7. You can get a commercial-free version, downloadable. But now, you'll be able to stream any and all audio programs in the Medved History Store, including our full history of World War II, the questions about World War I, was it the war to end all wars, the Great War, or America's biggest mistake, all of that is now available for members who become MedHead Plus members. And as an introductory offer, that MedHead Plus membership is going to be available at 20% off for a limited time. So check it out. The offer is there at the michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com. And I hope you will join us and take advantage. The talking about the question about the runaway Dems, here first is the audio of the historic moment when the Texas House, this is clip one, voted actually to arrest House Democrats to get them to return to the chamber in order to regain a quorum. Listen.
Members, the sergeant at arms and any officer appointed by him are directed to send for all absentees whose attendance is not excused for the purpose of securing and maintaining their attendance under warrant of arrest if necessary. Members, under the rules, while the House is under a call, any member who wishes to leave the hall must have a written permission of the Speaker. The House should attend all quarters.
Okay, they ended up passing the authorization to arrest the runaway Dems. That was passed by a fairly lopsided vote of 76-4. Not so good for those Texas Dems. But then when they arrived in Washington, D.C., one of them, Texas State Representative Perez, went on with Chris Cuomo on CNN right after landing. And here's the way she described her mission. It's a clip 12.
We need help. We can't do this alone. This is the second time we've done this. As you mentioned, we're risking arrest. We're risking a whole lot to be here. But we all know we've come unified.
Okay, come unified in stupidity. There's nothing to brag about with that. And Senator John Cornyn, a former judge, judge of the Texas Supreme Court, now U.S. Senator and part of the Senate leadership, he actually talked about his fellow Texans who are now camped out somewhere in D.C. Listen, clip 13.
When faced with the prospect of defeat, and for better or for worse, the legislative process is all about arithmetic. You're not always going to win every debate you're involved in, but that doesn't mean you leave the state and refuse to do your job. But that's exactly what they did. They got on two chartered jets, maskless, with at least one case of light beer, and hopped on the jets to come to Washington, D.C. The problem is, and really what's so sad, is I don't think these legislators realize the irony in the situation. They are using their collective power as the minority party to stop a bill they oppose from becoming law. While doing so, they came to Washington to try to convince the president and Senate Democrats to nuke the very Senate rule that protects the rights of the minority. In other words, you might say a filibuster for me, but not for thee.
Okay, and there's also a question of who paid for the light beer and who paid for the charter jets, because it apparently was not the members, nor was it a Democratic Party organization. It may have been public funds. Problem. Solving another problem, let's go to Ron in Tacoma. Ron, you're on the MedVed Show. Thanks for hanging on.
How you doing, Michael? Here we go again. We keep talking about Jim Crow. There is no Jim Crow organization. There was the Democrat Party organization. And the Jim Crow era was endorsed by the Democrat Party. So that's what, you know, this is what Democrats do. They blame the gun for the violence, even though it's someone holding the gun. This is what Democrats do. They're blaming a man for what they did. And we just got, this has got to stop. We got to start teaching real American history here. This has got to be forefront in our country, or we're going to be doing this for the rest of our lives.
Well, Jim Crow was actually not a real person. Jim Crow was a fictional minstrel show character, a blackface character portrayed by a white guy. And you're absolutely right, however, and it's one of those things where the Democrats have never really apologized. And a formal apology from the Democratic Party, because the era of the Ku Klux Klan, the era of segregation, all of the leaders behind that, all of it, even in the era of Dr. King, yes, there are many Democrats who had moved on by the time of Dr. King. But the whole heritage of that school of thinking included some veteran segregationist senators and Democrats, as far as the eye can see. When various countries are being asked, and corporations are being asked, and universities are being asked to apologize, some kind of party apology might be appropriate for the Democrats. Republicans? Well, the Republicans came into existence as a party to stop the extension of slavery. And it wasn't just the extension. Lincoln was convinced, and the official Republican platform said, their belief was that if you didn't extend slavery and introduce it into new states, it would collapse of its own evil weight. Meanwhile, Matt Damon says that he actually learned something about Trump supporters. How? Doing research for a new movie that was eye-opening, he says. What's that about? We will get to that story and to more, and also review of the new smash hit, and it is Black Widow. That coming up on The Medved Show.
Now, Michael Medved, I've had it with you.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
And the truth in the United States is that we do have all kinds of divisions, very obviously, in our culture. And one of those divisions separates people who are involved with the motion picture industry and the entertainment industry and media in general. Does separate them from many other Americans, most other Americans. It is a separate subculture, and that was highlighted, actually, by new coverage of a new Matt Damon movie. Matt Damon also has a small part, but it's a very telling part in the new movie No Sudden Move that is available out there right now. His new movie is called Stillwater. And Stillwater referring not to a state of liquid, but referring to a state of Oklahoma. And he plays an oil rig worker. And what they're saying about it is had a big showing at the Cannes Film Festival, and it got a gigantic standing ovation. And the actor said that he actually researched the job by spending time with real oil rig workers. He said they're in the oil business, of course, so they voted for Trump, Damon says of his character, citing time that he spent in Oklahoma as critical to the role. These guys who took us out to the oil rigs were wonderful to us. They really helped us. It was eye-opening to me. What the idea here is that strikes me about this is it's that he feels his fellow Americans living in Trump country, and Oklahoma was certainly one of those states that went overwhelmingly for President Trump, he views it, as an anthropologist would view Trebizond Islanders, or people would view some tribe in the remote rainforest in the Amazon. And, or discovering an alien species, Matt Damon had done that in The Martian, it would have been the same way. But look, at least it's good that he is acknowledging that he had respect and affection for the people that he met, and he never discussed their politics with disdain, which is not entirely expected. Is it noble? Is it some kind of triumph? Is it some kind of huge cultural shift? Of course not. But right now, every little feature is encouraging. I think what's encouraging about the piece in Washington Post, aside from the fact that it should
encourage Republicans and conservatives to come up with a positive agenda for this election that's going to be so crucial in 2022. Something like the Contract with America, where people sign on and they make a promise, we're going to pursue the following legislation. And it should deal with crime, number one. It should deal with homelessness and other lifestyle issues. I am certain that there are more people who don't talk about it but feel it than most politicians recognize. I'm talking about the issue of graffiti, which has just become appalling in Seattle. I mean, and again, for cities that are dependent, at least in part, on a tourist economy, to have the situation we have now where the city can't get public services together enough to paint over or wipe away some of, I mean, it's literally, it's from ground to ceiling in the tunnel going on to Mercer Avenue when you're going into downtown Seattle. It's utterly disgusting. It's much worse than anything I've seen in L.A., which is bad. And it's wrong. So dealing with some of that, school choice is another issue, especially with the COVID-19 dilemma and the schools being closed, especially now with the critical race theory issue. If you have school choice, then you don't have to worry about it. You can choose a school if you want it that teaches critical race theory, or you can make your own choice. But putting together a number of positive lists, and I think it's very telling and also should be very encouraging for Republicans, this piece, the Democrats have come together, put their best minds together, and they propose a winning message for 2022. The message would be workers, wages, and weed. Yeah, that's right. And that's because according to polling and according to results, they point out that Joe Biden, in defeating Donald Trump, won more votes than any presidential candidate in U.S. history. Yeah, and of course, and Trump won the second most. But as we saw with several ballot initiatives from this past election cycle, a handful of issues outperformed Biden in red and blue states and may offer Democrats both a popular message and a slate of wedge issues to take to voters. We've dubbed these workers, wages, and weed. Legislating supporting workers, improving wages, and legalizing marijuana are progressive. Democratic policies, they're also extremely popular among Republicans and moderates. According to Pew Research Center, I find this hard to believe, but okay, 91% of Americans now say marijuana should be legal for medical or recreational use. I see. So this way they cover everybody. For people who are working, that's wages. Okay, that covers them and their workers. And for people who really care about weed, maybe not working quite as hard. They certainly have worked hard and effectively with the Avengers series, turning out one movie after another, after another, after another. Black Widow is part of that series. It actually tunes in before later developments for Black Widow. So you're supposed to not have to have seen the other films to enjoy this one. But what's the reality? Here's the review coming up.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A lavish new installment in the Avengers saga tries to give you the backstory of Natasha Romanoff, played by Scarlett Johansson, but better known as Black Widow, now playing in theaters and streaming on Disney+.
You don't know everything about me. I've lived a lot of lives before I was an Avenger, before I got this family. I made mistakes choosing between what the world wants you to be and who you are.
The film is full of that sort of philosophical dialogue, and it begins well with a gripping scene of what seems like a normal American family suddenly in desperate danger. But the plotline will be difficult to follow for those not deeply schooled in the Avengers mythology, and the endless explosions, bursts of fire, and leaps through midair are more tedious than terrific. Supporting characters played by David Harbour, Rachel Weisz, and Ray Winstone are the best part of the movie. 2 stars for the incoherently indulgent Black Widow.
This review brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And I know, it's a big hit despite that. It made $80 million its opening weekend, which is a tremendous amount for a movie that was combined reaching out to theaters and at the same time reaching out to people to pay a fee, and then you can stream it at home. But it's also one of those films which is big and spectacular enough so that people seem to want to go to theaters both here and abroad. The movie made an additional $78 million overseas. Tomorrow on The Medved Show, we're going to be broadcasting live from the Reagan Library. I'm pleased to be welcoming as my guest, one of my favorite guests ever, Peter Robinson, who was a speechwriter for President Reagan. He is now, I think, one of the most consistently enlightening and often amusing commentators on public events. He will be joining us. We'll also be speaking to one of my talk radio colleagues from California. Jen Horn is going to be joining us on the show. We're also going to be covering a mysterious new COVID restriction at this point. And it's a restriction occurring in a country that has gotten widespread international praise for its handling of the pandemic. An order that has come out from the local government that has been said that you cannot play music with a tempo higher than 120 beats per minute. I honestly do not understand, but I'm sure we will all learn together how it is that slower music actually beats COVID. And there's something else about COVID and the rate of vaccination. And the rate of vaccination actually does have a connection to what happens statewide, which is one of the reasons that when people are worrying about the welfare of a state, worry about the welfare of yourself and do the right thing in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.